Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here at IPCPR 2016. We're in the Roma Craft booth here with the guys from Fable. Batul and Sean, great to see you guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us on.
Great to see you.
Thanks, Rob.
The setup looks great. I love to see the cigars with bands on them now.
Yeah.
I love the design. It looks great.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about the show. How's everything treating you?
Everything's good. This is our first show, so we're very blessed to be actually here, especially being in the Roma booth, being a part of the Roma family. We have Posanya here and us. We're very, very happy for that, and it's really working out good. We didn't have really any expectations going into it, so it was more so just kind of come here, let people know about our product, kind of our story, why we started it, and how we began, and then just kind of let them smoke the cigar and just kind of, you know, see how that goes from there.
Nice. And the reception's been good?
The reception's been very good. We both are very pleased.
Anything to add?
We built a lot of relationships, which is great moving forward because it builds us a pipeline moving forward. You know, now we just have to fulfill and keep growing.
So you know for next year when you're in the booth, the people that you see coming, you can be excited, or the people that you see them coming, you got to turn around and walk away.
We're going to be excited to see everybody.
Yeah. So I'm not turning my back on anybody. You got to be kidding. So, I mean, we're not talking about new blends because this is a brand new blend. We've talked about it a lot on Cigar Chat, but in case somebody hasn't seen the episode, give us a rundown on the blend.
So it's a box-pressed Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper with the Ecuadorian Habano Ligero binder. We have four core sizes, the Toro, Robusto Extra with a 56 box press, a Corona, and a Petite Robusto. This year for the show, we didn't come out with anything new. We just basically came out with new sizes. It actually finishes our whole story of Fourth Prime, the Sevens. So we have the three new sizes, which is the Bellicoso box press, a Churchill box press, and a 6x60 box press. They're over here in bundles. Unfortunately, we didn't have boxes made, but we have them displayed. So that kind of finishes the story of Fourth Prime being the seven number, Fourth Prime being the number seven and the seven sizes. So the four core lines are going to be available to everybody, but the three limited edition product is going to be basically only 30,000 cigars made every year, and the first come first serve basis, once they're gone, pretty much.
Those are going to be available.
They're going to be available hopefully next year.
Next summer. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. It's such a microcosm of this industry. I mean, you guys are brand new. And I've smoked the cigar. It's a great cigar. It comes out of Nicasueño. It's different than a lot of the stuff that comes out of Nicasueño, which is great cigars coming out of that factory.
The Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so the reception's been great. And, I mean, this is your first IPCPR, and you already have new sizes. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, well, the original idea of coming out with the seven, but then we didn't want to come out with this at least until the end of 2017 or something like that, because it's really hard to, you know, have seven Vitolas and, you know, be able to produce all seven at the same time. Yeah. But, you know, having to do with all the FDA stuff going on, we just released it and said, okay, we're going to have it come out at the end of summer.
That's great. I mean, you can see there's already growth. I love it. I mean, the booth is always bumping. I hear a lot of people talking about your cigar, so that's great.
Really quickly, for those who don't know what the sevens are, we chose things that permeate through our culture, our history, that have to do with the number seven. So every size is named after something with the number seven. Sapta is one of the seven Indian saints, means one of the seven musical notes. The Dock is one of the seven dwarves. Friday, one of the 7 days of the week. Machu for Machu Picchu, one of the seven wonders of the world. And then Mersenne is actually a 15th century monk who pioneered prime number research. And our last size is P versus NP. It's one of seven millennium problems that if you solve, you get awarded $1 million. So it kind of completes that story that touches every corner of the world.
Now, let's talk with that last one again. If I solve this problem, I get $1 million?
Not from us.
There's seven. And of the seven, there's only one solved. And it takes a team of 300 people at MIT to solve it, and sometimes decades to solve it. So if you can solve it, I'll give you my whole brand.
I think I can figure this out. Shooter, can you develop an app to figure this out or something? We're good. Yeah, Shooter's on. So we're...
Yeah.
You're so serious.
I am.
You're the straight guy.
Really, he's not. Not usually the guy.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, only when we party.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, and when we were on Cigar Chat, we had a little bit of a delay.
By the way, thank you so much for having us on.
No, it was great. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, we got to check out the cigar. It was great. I know Shooter was one of the guys who won some of the cigars, and he's really enjoyed it. I believe he's purchased some since. So
awesome.
So there you go. We got you one sale.
There you go.
That one very clean documents.
As they say, every dollar helps. Absolutely. Every sale helps.
So. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you very
thanks
much
for hanging out with
us.
Best of luck to you. Awesome. Guys, thanks for checking out all of our cigar coverage on IPCPR 2016 on CigarFederation.com.